Eddie, how deep is the sense of frustration in that dressing room?
Now the lads will be disappointed because they've obviously become used to winning over a long period of time, and that's a difficult one to take today, because I thought our performance on many levels was very good. I thought we were excellent, especially first half, creating numerous chances, and you know we can't be too disappointed with how we've played. Obviously, we can be disappointed in the goal we conceded and the fact that we didn't take our chances.
Can you take plenty of pride, therefore, in the way they acquitted themselves on such a big stage with so much talk and so many eyes on them?
Very much so. I mean, I couldn't be critical in any way of the first half. I thought we really took the game to Aston Villa and dominated the ball in both halves. But obviously found it difficult to break them down, and I thought they defended well. But we were guilty of missing some good opportunities.
But you created those opportunities, which gives you the platform to build on, I'm sure.
Of course. You know, I think when your players take the game and approach the game in the manner that we did, you can't fail to be impressed. And certainly from my perspective, there's no negatives. It's a case of moving forward and trying to get better.
Knowing what you know about the Premier League and also how tough it is in the Championship when you spurn chances, when a couple went by, did you think, we might come back to rue them?
Well, no, I think you always want to score, and when you miss chances, it is a frustration, but that's the game. We've been in it long enough to know that happens. As you say, the key thing is that you're creating them, and that's certainly going to be the challenge going forward to open up and break down good teams is difficult. A really good learning experience, I think, for all of us today, and really pleased the season started.
How much is their goal a learning experience as well? Well, it's one you've come across before, but...
Well, I don't think it's anything new for us. Castedo, of course, as well, from the Championship days, we're well aware of his strengths, and he comes off the bench and good ball in, good header. You know, he's got over a couple of our lads. You know, it's just one of those things.
In terms of the way that you came back in the game, you kept coming. Callum Wilson found the centre halves a bit harder to pass in this division. They had a pretty good ball in the end of physically to hold you off.
Yeah, that's the challenge for all our players, you know, Callum included in amongst everybody, because Richards and Clark are mobile and athletic, and it's going to be more difficult. He's going to have to become obviously clever in other areas, which I've got no doubt Callum will. So I think that's the test for everyone in our squad.
What about the atmosphere and the expectation there was around the place? I mean, there was a kind of atmosphere when your players came out.
Yeah, no, excellent. I thought the crowd was superb for us. They really did play their part in what was a really exciting first half. They stuck with us. There was no frustration or negativity, and we're certainly going to need that throughout the season.
What about your team selection? How tough was that? Because a few eyebrows are raised that quite a few of your expensive talent were left on the bench this afternoon.
Well, it wasn't a particularly difficult, in the end, a difficult decision, because Max has been in the building 2 minutes and needs to learn how we play. And Tyrone's just short on a little bit of fitness due to an injury during pre-season. So, there's really good competition for places, and all those boys will certainly play a big part.
And the flip side, I guess, for you is to see how some of the lads who were here last season could acquit themselves at the top level.
So important, you know, when you consider that we won the league last year. These boys, I think, deserved an opportunity to show that they can step up to the level. So I think it was the right thing to do, and certainly be interesting to see how everyone does from this point.
Finally, the 9 days you've got now to Liverpool away, nice and easy fixture on the horizon for you, but obviously now you can put what you've learned today onto the training pitch and get better again, I suppose.
Of course, that's the challenge for us. You know, that would be a great experience to go to Anfield, to really, one of our toughest assignments of the season, no doubt, but a day the club can be rightly proud to go into.
And Christian Atsu, is he still feeling that knock?
Yeah, we're building Christian's fitness back up, so he's still some way off.